So, Rabbi Yisai, here we are. Yom Echad La'imer, Shvach, Tavshin Samar Balad, Mitzvah Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach. Starts again.
Yom Hanef, Yom Shavur Aretz, Yom Mitzvah Haman.
Good. Very special day.
The momentous day of the year.
That's right. Okay, so we were holding basically in the sugya of Nipu, and came out explain the fact that Misa is Isa Nipu, and therefore if there was an Abraham and Dulda at the moment of death, that Aver is considered to be Minutak, and therefore it's not an availant, it's an Aver Menachai. Memelot would be Matame only when it's Sholem, the Busser from it will not be Matame.
Why is it considered part of the
Aver?
What is it
called off? What do you mean, in a halacha sense? In a real sense? In a real sense, it's not alive anymore.
Yes.
In a halachic sense, that's the reason. In a halachic sense, it is, but it's just the takana that we made not to eat it. In terms of the iser, that's what we said, mitzvah's parosh, to be parosh from it. And that shkita is einar isanipo. Therefore, I'm talking about the case of shkita. I mean, you're talking about the case of misa. Misa is takeva menachem.
Shkita
is einar isanipo in terms of being metayer. And we made it. No, we said that's what I was talking about. That the mitzvah's parosh, to be parosh from it. And today we're going to go into the basis in the drasha. How do we know this? Omar Rabba. We know how milsed Omar Rabban, and where do we know it from? That mita osanipo and shrita ina osanipo. We know it from the parasha. Believe it or not, that has nothing to do with behemoth, as we were shrotzim. Here it's talking about the Tumah of the Shemini Shvatzim. So what falls on the Israelim bimotam, which is of course completely repetitive. What do you mean bimotam? We're talking about the parasha of Nevelah. So obviously bimotam. Why does it say again bimotam? Yitma. So why does it say bimotam? Mumutima. Obviously, it can't mean to tell me that while they're alive, they're not going to be metame. That it says minivlatam. I would know that from the word nivlatam, you know. So minivlatam nafka. Elishmami now, that in fact, what it's coming to tell me is that kol asher yipo mehem bimotam, that which is nofel, is nofel through motam. So as if there's a varim medudalim, and those Eborim are considered not to be connected if Bishas Misa, they were Medulta. Asks the Gemara. So that tells me Dafke Motam. That was coming to tell me Misa, but not Shvita. Amrle Ravada, Baravala Rava, what? What Shvita? We're talking about Shrotzim. Listen, the Pasuk is talking about Shrotzim, but Shlot's not Shayach, the whole Limud. So to tell me Dafka Misa and not Shvita, what does that mean? Amalim Eino Eni L'Shratzim Delav B'nei Shvita. Of course, it can't be referring to Shvita, and we can't be Mamayat Shvita from a Pasuk by Shratzim. But what would be the point now of being Mamayat Shvita? Obviously, it's Eino Eni L'Shratzim. It would have to be in a place where there is Shvita. So Eino Eni L'Shratzim Delav B'nei Shvita. So therefore we learn it out that it's a din in Shvita not being Isanipo for Behemah. Correct the Gemara, but the word B'motam is needed for a completely different drasha. It's not repetitive at all. Akati miboyle ke'en mita. That it's dark if they fall B'motam, meaning the way they would be at the moment of death, that is to say lachim, that still they're moisturized. Only then are they metami, but yaveshi may metami. Once they're dried out already, they're not metami at all. So why don't I need that bimotam to teach me that? And says the Gemara, trei bimotam k'tivim. The word bimotam occurs twice somebody else is coming up. Om Rav Chisda. Machloke be'eved uber chai. Aval be'eved uber meis. Divrei HaKol Shkita Isanif. Where do we find the machlokes over here about what the din is lagavei shkita? It's dafka where the uber is chai, and therefore the shkita's aim is meil as the din of shkita for the uber. But if you have an aver on an uber that is meis, over there divrei HaKol Shkita Isanifol, since you can't possibly say that it's working as an act of shkita. This, by the way, is very, very significant. We're ready to say that shkita is matir, kol ba behema, correct? It's being matir kol ba behema. That means that it's matir, even something that's dead. Obviously, something that's dead can't be shachted. It's not shayach to say that something is dead is becoming mutter because the act of shechita is considered to be chal on it. What's shayach shechita if it's dead? It's nonsensical to say such a thing. Nonetheless, the din of a ben bekua in general is clearly related to shechita, as we're going to see momentarily. So apparently, there is an aspect of the heter of a ben bekua, of what's found behema ba behema, that has to do, maybe it's exeris hakosav, but it has to do with the mice of shechita per se. The shaila is how to understand that. So therefore, Rav Chisda says, look, bishleim, you want to tell me there's an afkamina between misa and shechita benipo, where there's an act of shechita that has a chalois of shechita and something? Fine. But that's only if the uber is alive, is there a chalois of shechita? If the uber is dead, what's a check talk about a chalois of shechita? You can't check something that's dead. That must be a different halacha, that if an aim is shkuta, so remember what's inside of her is mutter. But that doesn't mean that the pu'ulav shkita is matir as shkita is. In which case, as far as the aver of the uber is concerned, it won't make any nafkamina. And the maisa of shkita, l'chara, won't help for an aver of an uber, that would be medulda, right? Rabba Omar, kemachlokas bezeh, kach machlokas bezeh. As Rabba says, listen, it's exactly the same halacha, because we find all along that we're not machalik in an uber meis or an uber chai in terms of korban behema. In which case, when it comes the gabi the halacha of asiyas nipul, it's exactly the same thing. There's no nafkamina between one and the other. Now, before we begin the next sugya, I think it might be worthwhile for us to read the upcoming Mishnah. You noticed I tried very much to push off a discussion of Ben Shemena Chai because it's a little bit complex, and it's kedai to see the next Mishnah first before we get to talk about what the matzav is of Ben Shemena Chai. Basically, what we need to consider is the heter that the Torah gave us in Shechita Se'im. Well, the whole din of Babahima, called Babahima, is the pshat that the animal that's inside of another animal is not considered to be an independent entity. And therefore, it's just like an extension of the mother. So, if I shech the mother, then the shechita is chal on, like as if it's a part of its body. How about if what I find in that other animal is an independent entity? Let's say it's a full-term fetus. Now, by the way, the Gemara uses a code word for non-full term versus full term. We use the word ben shmeina chai to tell me whatever, it doesn't mean literally, ben shmeina means whatever is almost full term but not full term. Ben teisha we use for full term. That's the way we use the words.
In animals and humans?
Yeah, for behemoth gas. No, yeah. I mean, but here
that's
just. Yeah, Magas is the same gestation.
Shmona
Chadashim or Tisha Chadashim. So then Shmona means not full term, and then Tisha means full term.
I think animals have a short term.
Not Behemagas. Domesticated large animals have the same gestation. So now the Shaila is like this. Suppose the animal in the mother was about to be born. You shech the mother, but away, and now that animal's inside the mother. Is it an independent entity, since it was about to be born on its own? How about if it actually now is walking around on its own? So it's a complete animal. As the mother died, we took it out, and now it's a fully independent animal. So there, we've already seen that there's a machlokas with Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanan about a fully formed animal, what the halacha is. The shaila is it the months, is it the zman that's koveya its independence from the mother, or is it the zman and the avira elam that defines the independence of its mother? This we'll see, is a machlokas with Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, which is reviewed. Then the other shaila that we have is how about if a ben shmona, in other words, a non-full-term animal, is delivered before shemitah? Is that animal considered to be a viable cow with simonim and so on that I could shecht it? Or if it survives, it's like a different species. That's not called a viable cow. So a ben shmona chai is not considered to be a cow bechlal. No, not a ben bechlal. Not where I shecht it, it's not. Okay, these are the issues that we're going to be talking about now. So let's take a look first at the next Mishnah. We'll jump ahead a little bit.
What is the Mishnah of Mishnah?
Whether it's viable on its own.
Mishnah is not viable.
Not viable. Normally, it doesn't mean it's impossible that such a thing should survive, obviously, by human also. It's the same thing. Obviously, Ben Shmona often survives.
Is it a Ben Shiva, which is...
Yeah, Ben Shmona just means anything less than... No, there's no concept of a Ben Shiva, which means that there's something that has a different gestation. It's a Ben Shiva doesn't mean a full-term infant born at 7 months.
It can't survive.
No, that's a misconception. Ben Shiva, a Ben Sheva is a reference to a type of infant whose gestation was originally meant to be 7. So that at 7, it's fully formed. We are not familiar with such things nowadays. However, the ancients definitely were. The Greeks talk about it all over. The Romans talk about it all over. It's a double question that some babies are born at 7 months and they're fully formed. But it does not mean a premature infant, that if it's 2 months premature, then it's good, but it's 12 months. That's ridiculous. There's no such thing.
He's one of them. Like 6 months.
Yeah, because the Gemara says, as we'll see, that if a Ben Sheva can survive born preterm. So now the Mishnah is like this. Asherochet es abeima. Umatza beben shmone chai. You shaft an animal and find a fully formed, live, not fully formed, I mean a premature but live fetus or mate. And for that matter, even if you find a fully formed fetus, a bentisha, but it's mate, there's no question that you can be kor-o. All you have to do is cut it up as meat. Motia damo, of course, you take off its blood, and then it's kosher. The question is, how about if you find a bentisha chai inside of an animal that you're shechting? So if you have a ben tisha chai, now we come to the machlokas Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, ta'un shvita, such an animal is independent, and therefore it's not included in the ribui of ba'beima, ko ba'beima, because it's a separate, it's not in the beima, it's a separate independent organism. And even though it wasn't born yet, nonetheless, the Shkita name isn't Matarit. And says Rabbi Meir holds, you have to shecht it. If you have to shecht it, that means it's independent. So you could think you shecht it today, you can't shecht it today, because you already shechted it tomorrow today. It'll be also as it has been night. That's for all intents and purposes exactly the same as if it had been born. If it had been born, you would have had to shecht it, you would have had a dinam of Isa Vizbana. The fact that it happens to be inside of its mother is irrelevant, according to Rabbi Meir. So therefore, v'chaya b'esav esbenai de Rabbi Meir, v'chachachachim yimomri. So it's an interesting thing. In other words, if the animal is dead, then it's not considered to be now functional, obviously, on its own. And then in its mother, the shkita same will be matir. But if it's alive, therefore independent, it's a separate behemoth. See, even though it was a moment before it died in the womb, it was a different animal. And had it now been Yetzirah Avir, I wouldn't have been able to be Matir it, with Shvita Sechem. Right? Nonetheless, once it's dead, it's still Behema Baba. It's called Baba because it's no longer a separate Behema in the Behema. V'chachamim omrim, Shvitatim lo mitarato. Where the Chachamim say, even a Ventishachar, as long as it wasn't Yilod, wasn't actually delivered, it is considered to be a part of its mother, Lagavi Nesalot. It's Baba. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Omer. Now, what Rabbi Shimon Shazuri says makes no sense at all, because it's a complete non sequitur. Filo ben Chomer Shonim, the Chayresh Basada, Shvita Simon Betaras. What Rabbi Shimon Shazuri says would be perfectly consistent with what the Rabbanan say, and that he's not adding anything. All the Rabbi Shimon Shazuri says is even if it's 5 years old and working in the field, it's still kosher to eat. I mean, nobody said otherwise. The Chachamim said a fully formed fetus that is taken out alive after the mother was shechted is kosher. That's all they said. So Rabbi Shimon Shazuri said, sure, even if it's 5 years old. And thank you very much. Well, I understand there's a time limit. I mean, of course, Ben Bakur stays a Ben Bakur. What does the Chachamim say that's any different? I mean, that the Gemara is going to ask, what is Rabbi Shimon Shazuri exactly adding here? Doesn't matter if it's alive or dead, it's the same thing. It's a piece of meat. Live meat, dead meat, it's exactly the same. We'll see Lagabi what shefting would help. If you tear open an animal without shvita and you find in it a viable fetus, then ta'un shvita. The Rabbanan also made it that it requires shvita. And in that case, we view it not as we would have a ben shmeinechai, because a ben shmeinechai is not viewed as a viable independent organism. So the mela, it's not. Well, the truth is there's many, many reasons, and we'll talk about in a moment, for understanding the problem of ben shmeinechai. According to some, you need a special pasuk to be mamayik ben shmeinechai from shvita. Tosfos springs from the Tosefta. We'll talk about that in a moment. But now, getting back to where we were all. Let's take a look again at our mission, our previous mission. And this was the part that was confusing. The Gemara wanted to bring, the Mishnah rather, wanted to bring a raya. We're holding now an ayin beis amid beis. We're devoting a Mishnah. The Mishnah wanted to bring a raya that a treifa, the shvita should help on a treifa. So the Mishnah said, why should shvita help on a treifa? Why isn't it the same as shechting a pig? A tummy animal, you shecht, it's going to make enough kamina. So a treifa is also the same thing, no? So first, the Mishnah tries to make an afkamina between whether it had a shas hakesher. That a trefa has a shas hakesher. It's good to review this because we're going to be bringing it up. That's why I'm doing this. It has a shas hakesher. I think a trefa animal never. I mean, a tummy animal never has a shas hakesher. So then the Mishnah says, no, that's not a good difference because how about a congenital defect? A congenital defect would then be according to you the same as a behemah tamiya. So then the Gemara talks about, the Mishnah rather talks about, okay, the difference is that a behema, tamea, the species doesn't have a shvita. Mashenkin, over here, the trefa, the min has a shvita. But, and then it continues on to say something very strange. Ben shmonechai, ein shvita sometar rosa, lefisha ein bemino shvita. What in the world does that mean? That an animal that is found in the mother, and it's 8 months old, and it's living, you can't shecht it, it's a cow. Because there is no shvita of something of this species. What is that supposed to mean? That was the very ambiguous statement at the end, which relates to the whole discussion of whether shvita can be metayer or trefa. Mashra cannot be metayer or ben shmeinechai. So now that's where we're up to in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Ben Shmeinachai. So Ben Shmeinachai, according to our Mishnah, is taking for granted that it's not something that's considered to be a Behem of the Chalal Lechavi Shvita. But Tanya, the problem is that the Bryce in the Sikha says Beferish that it's talking still about this same issue that the Mishnah is talking about. That we're talking about what the meaning is of being metayer or something that is shechter when it's treifa. So it says over there, ben shmona chayochia, she'af api sheyesh b'mino shkita, ein shkita to metaharato. That if a ben shmona is delivered without the shkita saying, and now you go ahead and you shecht it, so what is it saying? The shechita is not matayr, even though yesh b'mino shechita. Our mission says ein b'mino shechita. What's going on over here? So for some reason you cannot be matayr, and over there the bracha tries to bring a raya. The same thing should be true. Therefore, treifa also yesh b'mino shechita. Why should shechita be matayr treifa any more than shechita would be matayr ben shmeina chai, which it would not? So shechting ben shmeina chai is the equivalent of killing it. So it'll not be matami. So why should a treifa be any different? Omer of Kahana, yesh bimino shchita agav imo. The brisa means over there is only that had you shechted the mother, you would have been mater the ben shmona chai. So we view that as yesh bimino shchita. Wait a minute. So then, if you're telling me there was a Tanadi, so what about our mission? Tanadi Tan mina de ime lo parif. Our Tana holds you don't call something a species. In other words, remember that the word min doesn't mean literally species in Hebrew. It means this set, this group. You don't call something as a group that has shkita if the only reason it has shkita is because I shechted the mother. We're going to say, you might as well say, a dead animal you could shecht. Well, right, if you shecht the mother, a dead animal inside is kosher. I mean, that's not because of that shechita. That's a different halacha. So therefore, our Tana doesn't consider mina de'ime. In which case, the set of non-viable nephilim don't have shechita. We never find that the Torah called that the simanim that are ruim for shechita, since the animal is not viewed as viable. So 1 second, so now we have a real problem. Because the only way that we worked out in the Mishnah that a treifa should be tahar if it shechted is by making a distinction between a behema tmeya and between a behema that's treifa. But now that you're ready to say that a ben shmeina chai that is shechted cannot be eaten, even though yesh b'mino shechita. So you see that yesh b'mino shechita does not prove that shechita will work on the individual that's not edible. So the same way shechita doesn't work on a ben shmeina chai and it's tamei, so too shechita should not work on a treifa and it should be tamei. And yet the Mishnah says that it's not tamei. So l'haytan is a for a treifa. So then how does shechita say, the Tana of the Tana that does consider this to be a Mesh B'mina Treifa, the Sifra. So how does he do what the Mishnah does? How does he know that a Treifa shechita tamitarata minole? Because he can no longer distinguish between a Behemoth Meya, such as a Ben Shmeina Chai, and a Treifa. Both of them should be Mitami B'nevel. Answers, Gemara Finami. He will need to learn it out from where Rav Yehuda Merab learns it out. The Omer Rav Yehuda Merab, and some say it's a Braisa Tana. Omar Kro, V'chiyamut Min HaBema. What's wrong with V'chiyamut Min? V'chiyamut Bema. When you tell me it didn't avail, if you're telling me V'chiyamut Min HaBema, you say not all Behemoths necessarily are Nevelas when they die. How is that possible? You see from here that Miktzat Bema Metama, Miktzat Bema Ina Metama. Some behemoths are not matame, even though they're dead and they're not food. So how's that shayin? Oh, this must be referring to a treifa shishachta. So there's a specific limud in the Torah that teaches that a behema treifa shchuta is not matame b'nevel. But ein hachinami, we would not have been able, according to the Tana of the Sifro, we would not have been able to derive it mitzad hasvara at all. So now we come to a fascinating question. What is the status of this animal in utero? Nafkamina would be, can I put my hand into the womb and shecht it? Without shechting the mother. Because Rabbi Meir is stating the shkita of the mother will not help for it. And if it's delivered, it certainly needs its own shkita. But the question is, I mean, if it died now, and I shested the mother, it would be mutter. So I'm very confused. So does that mean that even while it's in the uterus, it's still viable and it's considered to be a separate animal as long as it's alive, and I could shest it? Or is it not exactly? If, I mean, then it would be a pasha, it would be an avela because of the mother died. So what's the halacha over here? It's a bayra vasha. Hoshit et yado l'me'eveima v'shachat ben teishachai. I want to know what the halacha would be. And the question is a valid question, both on Liber Rabbi Meir and on Liber Rabbanan. In both cases, it's a problem. As I take it out now, the mother is alive. I remove the fetus after I shecht it while it's in the mother, right? So now what? Now clearly we're only asking on the ben teisha. We're not asking on the ben shmeina, because we've already seen that a ben shmeina, even if it would be born, you can't shecht it. Right? So because it's not considered to be a behemah yet. It's like a piece of meat that has life in it, but doesn't have simonim. There's no way to be matir. But a ben teisha, there I have my question. And I'll tell you what my question is. Tiboy the Rabbi Meir, Tiboy the Rabbon. Tiboy the Rabbi Meir, I could ask the question on Liba the Rabbi Meir like this. Ad kan lo kom, Rabbi Meir ben bekuato unshchita. When did Rabbi Meir say that a ben bekua requires shchita? Ani mili hecha de yatzala avir ha'olam. The only time that we found that he said that it's don shchita, it's when it's born. But where did he ever say that its own shvita would have been matir it, even in utero? No, this is Ali Ben the Rabbi Meir, because Ali Ben Rabbanan, obviously, it's a joke. It's not a separate animal. How can I check that it doesn't have any simanim? It's just it's basically its mother. But the shaila is, what about if it's still inside of its mother? What did Rabbi Meir hold? Or I can look at it another way. I could say, Odilma filu l'rabbonim. Maybe even the Rabbonim who said that the Shechita Se'im is matirit. How does that prove that it's not a separate animal? Maybe it's also its own animal. Because, look, again, if it's dead, how can you eat an animal that was dead with the Shechita Se'im? So that means that there's some kind of heter that comes from Shechita Se'im that's matir anything inside of it, right? So who's to say, if it's alive, that the reason that it's matir is because it's simonim or the simon of its mother? Maybe there's two possible ways to eat this animal, either through shechting it itself, which could be done even in utero, why not? Maybe the Rabbana would agree that it's an independent animal. And Afal Pikin is saying that the Shechita of the mother helps. So in other words, basically, this animal, you can either shecht the mother simonim, or you can shecht it simonim. I mean, well, who's to say that it's not shecht v'matir with its own simonim? Maybe even the Rabbana would be made it. That arba simonim akshav v'rachmona, in this particular case, there's two ways to be matir the animals. You see that this touches the crux of the way in which we're coming to understand the whole heter of ben bekua. In other words, what is the relationship of the act of shechita to the child that's inside? That's the question over here. We've already seen a lot of what appear to be serious steers in the question. Because on the one hand, l'chaira, you can't say it's literally an act of shechita. I mean, otherwise, how could it possibly be matir, for instance, a dead animal? Or how could it be matir the chelev, as we talked about before, the chelev of the shi'im was mutar? I understand, if it's a different animal, so it has its own chelev. Why in the world would the shi'im? So there must be something beyond the normal shi'ita. On the other hand, we saw again and again that there's a concept of the act of shi'ita itself, you know, like even over here, what we're talking about. Arba simoni, what does that do with arba simoni? Say that it's because it's Behema Ba'Behema, or it's called Ba'Behema. Omer of Chananya, so Chananya said, Avri Uriah, The Mishnah, remember, was doche the pshat of shas heter from a congenital treifus. And Mishnah said, don't say that the difference between a behemoth tmeya and a behemoth treifa is that a treifa has a shas akesha. Because then I can ask you, what about a congenital pagam? Oh, but if you could sheft even in utero, so then even a congenital pagam had a shas ahet, had a shas akosher. So why wasn't that a good way of separating between a behemoth tmeya and a behemoth treifa? So the Mishnah says, "Harei shenol de treifa min abeten v'iita." If there would be such a thing as shechting an animal in the uterus of its mother, and the mashkach is la, dais la shas akesha. So that means that theoretically I could have shechted it. But even a treifa has a shas akesha. When is it shas akesha? While it was in its mother's uterus before it became a treifa. The boy al yodei, because if you would want to. Could have put his hand into the uterus for shafton, he could have shafted it. Omalei Rava says, Rava, that's new. So don't say shenolda treifa. Say shenotzra treifa min abetan. Meaning, mashkachas alatzim, abalat chamesh, raglayim. As if it had 5 feet. And it had one extra hind foot. So in the same way that a hind foot can pass if it's missing. Anything that's extra is the equivalent of it's missing. As we said, call yes or kechoser dummy, we said. So wherever you have something extra, it's as if you have neither. In which case, the Mishnah, basically what you're asking is semantics. Because you're saying you don't like the word nolda trefa nabeta. So fine, a nolda trefa is just a way of referring to nitra trefa nabeta. A congenital genetic issue is what we're referring to. Yeah. Not something that in there never had a shas akesha. There's no point at all that I could have shechted this as a non-trefa. Okay, so now we're getting a better sense of the Ben Shimon Echai. It's fascinating that Tosis brings over here that Lamaisa in Shabbos, the Gemara brings a special pasuk from La'achla that La'achla teaches you that a ben shmeina shchita is not matayret, which seems to be completely against our sugya, because over there you have two shchitas: one who learns from La'achla that shchita is not matayret, and then you have another. You have Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yossi who learn that in fact shchita is matayret. In which case, neither is like our sugya, because our sugya says mitzad asfara, that ein b'mino shchita, and therefore shchita is not matayret. Simply as a svara. I mean, nobody had access over here to an extra pasuk with tahara. We said, well, where did the Torah ever say that this thing is considered to be simonim? Okay, so just you should know that there's more to it than what we're going through over here. Taisus is machalic between. He shows how we could work out, at least partially, that the shitas are similar, not completely.
And therefore, it's a rare exception that all of the relevant discussions were not brought in one place.
It's not a rare exception, it's actually the norm. In most sense, that's what Tosfos exists for. The main point of Tosfos is to bring the elements that are not on the spot. That's what he set himself out to do, is to make shas interrelated.
Isn't there a structure sometimes where we say that since no shita was raised in the point of discussions, therefore
that's how I know.
It must be like dealing with a different situation?
I don't know what you're referring to. Alright, so let me do the next issue. Are you ready? Because we wanted to see what the issues are with the Shmuel and the Tosfos. Zot the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Elazar Amar Reisha Lo Hilchu Bo Ela Al Iske Shvita Bilchat. This whole business of finding an animal after shchita is only negeya shchita. But for all other purposes, this is an animal like any other animal in the world. Well, what do you mean? Pagani what? Lemuti mai. Lemuti chelba vagila. You can't eat the chelev or the gidhanosha of this animal. Now, the next word, chelba de mai, Rashi says is an absolutely clear mistaken girsa, in which someone saw the sugya in Gidan Dasha and was so used to repeating it in this way, it said it over in this way, But how can you ask chelbo demai? What do you mean the chelab of what? Of what we're talking about, Meshugana, what do you think it is? We're talking about a shmil. So you're saying chelbo demai. Of course it's a shmil. Tosfos tries to answer it. First, let's take over. So he takes out the words chelbo demai and ilema chelbo de shmil. Right? Because obviously he's talking about chelbo de shmil. So the Gemara simply asks, now continues, Mifliplikei, what do you mean? Everybody, you're saying lo hilchu ba'alav keshchita. That's a befeir shemach locus. D'tanya, gidan Hashem noeg b'shvil v'chalbo asur div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yudomir eino noeg b'shvil v'chalbo mutar. There happens to be a very important machlokes as to whether a ben b'kuas gidan nashe is awesome. And as to whether a ben b'kuas chelav is also. So what are you telling me? That we're only talking about shechita, we're not talking about other things. Only lagabi shechita is part of its mother. But it's not considered to be a piece of meat in any other sense. It's not true.
Is a ben b'kuas called a shril?
Yeah. Shril means a fetus.
A fetus.
A shril means a fetus. A shril means a placenta. A shril means a fetus. And a ben b'kuas is a shril that was found in its mouth. Ben Bekua probably comes, there's a lot of discussion where exactly Lashon is, from the achlof of the letter Beis and Pei. So Baka means, in other words, you tore it open and found it in there. Otherwise I would say that Baka is Me'atzmo rather than Baka. And that's hard to, I mean, that's the chef of the mother, kind of in Baka. Okay, but we use the word ben b'kuah basically for an animal that's alive. Here we found after Shemitah. And here we're talking about the shmil that doesn't have, in order to avoid the issues of Rebbe Shimon Chazuri, which we'll see what the problem is if it's walking around and making its, because as I said, this is a great opportunity for a whole new kashrus program. We should make only flocks of animals of ben b'kuahs, and then we won't have to do Shemitah ever again. We'll simply cancel Shrita. That's great. No shilas, no problems, no chaylev issues, no gid issues, according to what they remember.
It's
fantastic.
It's
a great business.
Between the Bay and the Pay.
Yeah.
Bay and the Pay.
Yes.
Is
that a Hebrew thing? Yes. And Bay and Pay are one of the old jokes.
Arabic. It's a thing in Arabic also.
Okay, makes sense.
Advertising things
at Kashi Lebesach. Lebesach.
Yeah,
Lebesach. Yeah, they're smart
enough
to talk like
that. Some guy yelling out, they are good, they are good. But if he knows that they are good means as well, but everything was for Besach.
Besach. Okay. So, how does Tosfos attempt to answer this problem? Why would we be talking about Chelev Demai? Because the question is, would it be talking about the Chelev of the Gid HaNasha? In the shlil, which is a little okay. I mean, but we'll just take Rashi's approach. So the Pashas, the Gemara says, how could Rabbi Elazar say that Rabbi Oshia tainit that the halakha of a shlil, the shchita sahim, is only that it's mutter of the shchita, but everything else is the same halakha? If we know there's a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda as to whether there is an iser chelev by a shlil and iser gidan nasha by a shlil. And Rabbi Elazar himself, Rabbi Isai, was the one who was masbir in Rabbi Oshia's name again, that v'yom Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Oshia machlokas b'ben teisha chai, that this only reason over here that Rabbi Meir said that there is an iser shkelev and an iser of gid is because this is Rabbi Meir l'shitase, that a ben teisha chai is an independent animal and therefore there's an iser of chelev and gid. Because Rabbi Yehuda went legabe his shita, and he said that it's considered to be like any other shlil. But I mean, certainly there's no such thing that the din of a shlil being mutter is only in terms of shmita. It's a rare case where you have a living ben bekua that's a ben teisha chai. Over there you have a machlokes, but otherwise it's bechlal. Everybody's made it. That the chelav and the gid is mutter. Now this next piece again doesn't fit according to Rashi. Ela chelbei de gid. This again comes from gid hanasha. So is it that we're talking about whether the chelav of the gid hanasha is aser? Mifloch, we did there too. There's a machlok, it's the Tanya Gina Nashim Bechateh, Tacharav Bekomakom Shehu. This we're going to see later on, so we won't go into it over here. That the Gina Nashim, you have to go poking out every place where there's an extension of Chelev in it, and nerve endings. V'chotek Shamnomi Yikaron, you have to uproot all of the Shuman that's attached to the nerve. Divrei Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you don't have to go deep down into the muscle. Gomamoni Mashofi. You just cut it off evenly with the top of the muscle. We'll see when we get to get on Rashi exactly where this is and so on. But according to Rashi, none of this is relevant. It's all being brought in from Parakid on Rashi anyway. We're only interested in what we're interested in, which is the Chelev of the Shliel, the Gid on Rashi of the Shliel. Anyway, getting back to Rabbi Elazar Omer Voshe, because clearly we've gotten mixed up, because Rabbi Elazar Omer Voshe never could have made such an outrageous statement that the din of shechting the mother to be mata to shvil is only nogea the akashvita. And he himself said that that's not true. Ela yitmar hafiyitmar. We must have quoted him wrong. Actually, what Rabbi Elazar Omer Voshe said is that lo hilchabo ela liske achila milvat. We're treating this as a piece of meat, only vis-a-vis eating is concerned. But in terms of being rovea it, or in terms of using it for kilayim, it's not a piece of meat. It's a living animal. If somebody has sex with this animal, the same thing as not a normal animal. Or if he attaches it to a wagon with a different species, the same as any animal that is kilayim. We don't say, well, it's not an animal, it's just a piece of meat. No, it's a living animal. Amar Shimon ben Lakish. There's another issue over here which our president raised earlier. What's the din of the dam? So Reish Lakish pointed that Ladivri Hamatir Bichel Bo Matir Bidamo. In any case where you're matir the chaylev, then you should be matir the dam also. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, Even if it's a walking ben bakua, so it's mutter to eat the dam of it, and so is matir bedamo. Only ladivrei
anytime.
If you hold the chelav, the dam is also us. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says no. After ladivrei hamatir bechalbo oser bedamo, even if you're matir the chelav. The dam is not different than the dam in the meat of any piece of meat in the animal. So fine, you want to say this is a walking piece of meat. Okay, but a walking piece of meat also has dam. So therefore, that dam should be also. Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan says to Reish Lakish, how do you understand the Mishnah? If according to you, the dam is mutter, why does the Mishnah say, Koro Motzias Damo? It says you have to take out the blood. Amar Rabbi Zeira. All he meant was that matir bedamai means that it's not an isakaris. Even though normally, if you have the actual pumping blood of the animal, not damat amsis, that's machayev yukaris. Over here, the actual pumping blood is the same as the blood in meat, and it's not machayev yukaris. Yes, Gemara, hold on a second. That's not going to work because he says with divrei hamatir. Who's the Divrei Hamatir? Rabbi Yehuda. Right? The problem is that Rabbi Yehuda holds that even dam that's found in the Evorim, the dam atantis, is also an Issacharis. So now he's really stuck, Reish Lakish. The Mishnah says you have to take out the dam. Reish Lakish is saying, but you wouldn't be chayav for the dam if you hold that you're not chayav for the chayav. Even though you have to take it out, but it's not considered to be anything but the dam Evorim. It's like any other piece of meat. The problem is that Reish Lakish was talking Aliba the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda the Shita also holds, even Dam found in meat, Dam Atamsis is Chayav Koris. So what did Reish Lakish mean now? Huh? You can't say all he meant was that you're not Chayav Koris. If Aliba the Rabbi Yehuda, you are Chayav Koris. So now what is he saying? The Tanya, Dam Atamsis Ba'azara, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Bihikare, says Beferich. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're Chayav Koris even on the Dam Atamsis. Tirgama, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Salah Hasidic Commander of Papa. Rabbi Yosef was Masbir. This is Rabbi Yosef ben Rabbi Salah Hasidah. He was Masbir, you know why? The point of Reish Lakish is a fantastic finish. That even Rabbi Yehuda, remember, what's the mark of Rabbi Yehuda? that even Dhammatam Tzirkayim, he uses the word kol. Kol dam lo tochel. So what does that mean? Isa Rabbi Yehuda dam v'kol dam. In other words, the kol is only an extension of the dam. But if the dam itself is not considered to be chorus, then the Dhammatam is not considered to be chorus. And in this case, there is no dam. This animal doesn't have dam ha-nefesh. It only has dhammatamtzis. And Rabbi Yehuda, since he learned it out from kol dam, he therefore, in this case, would be meideh. That in a chinami, there's no chiyav of chorus on the dhammatamtzis. Because chalaech, the mechayav adam ha-nefesh, mechayav adam ha-tamtzis. If you have an animal where the dam ha-nefesh is mechayav you, then the kol adds the chirim mechayav on the dam ha-nefesh. But kol hechad lo mechayev adam ha-nefesh, lo mechayev adam ha-tamtzit. So therefore, in this particular case, you have a funny situation where the dam ha-tamtzit, even on Libet Rabbi Yehuda, is not going to be chayev koras, and that was what it was that the reference was of Reish Lakish. When Reish Lakish says matir bedamai, he meant matir bedamai from a chiyav of koras. Not that you don't have to be koro or motziya damo, you definitely do. Yeah, we'll see more in detail when you get the creases. It has no dam ha-nefesh. Because it's meat. Dam ha-nefesh is only an organism that is alive. And that is not some oakling. Again, this is a fantastically nagas sugya, but we're not talking about that. But we should definitely review this when we get to the single increases. Iboyev. Shaila is like this. Is this an animal or is it meat? Because can I use it to be paid a petra kamor? Let's say I have a sheep. That's a ben bakua. Can I use this sheep? Because it's nagas mamish psachim. And now, I want to know if I can use it a pigeon 3 years ago. What was it, 3 years ago, 5 years ago? We had a pigeon before tomorrow. Where you brought up the National Geographic.
But he uses
for Pesach. Oh, we're going to get to that. It's exactly what we're going to get to. Can you use this animal for pigeons? Pidyon of a Petach Hamor. So Ma'od Niftot B'ben B'kua. So I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir. Obviously, according to Rabbi Meir, there's nothing to discuss. According to Rabbi Meir, it's a normal animal. Even Dorma Ton Shvit. So Ma'od, obviously, you have to check. It's like anything else. Kitiboy Lecha, I'll leave it to Rabbonin. Problem is, according to Rabbonin, who hold that Shvitat Yimod Mitaharato. So according to them, we have to say, listen, it's here, it's alive, it's already been shechted. How do we look at it? Do we say even the Amishitas, even the Taharasa, we look at it as basa b'dikula? It's like a pot full of meat that happens to be alive and walking. But how can you use it for a pigeon? Oh, Dilma, even the right vase, I don't know. I mean, you look at it, it seems to be running around very friskily. I mean, it's a very strange piece of meat. So it has a shame of a seh. I mean, anybody looks at it, calls it a seh. So secondly, I mean, the Torah says you can use a seh. By the way, it's obviously talking about over here, in a case that I want to use it to be paid for less than its value. Because otherwise it can be paid its value in anything. The whole special chiddush of a seh is that a seh you can be paid a petach hamor for even if it's valueless. So let's say the petach hamor is worth $1,000, you can take a 50 cent seh and be paid. But if you want to actually be paid, you can be paid it for value. So here, clearly, we don't mean can you use it to be paid. Of course, you can use it to be paid. It's no difference in any other shavik kesef. But can you use it as a set to be paid is the question. So, Marzutra Amar Ein Paid, Rav Ashi Amar Paid. Says Rav Ashi to Marzutra, why do you say you can't be paid? My daitre. The Gamarta says semi psachim. You're going to say that the reason you can't use this is because you couldn't use it for a Korban Pesach, could you? So, because it's already been checked. So how could you use it for Petach Hamor? Since it says seh in both cases. Now Rashi learns the reason that you can't use it is because it would be a Yotzei Dofen by definition. It's called a Yotzei Dofen here, right? Because you shechted the mother.
The only way to get it out would
The only way to get it out would be yesterday. That's definitely a horrible difference. But Tosfos says you can't possibly say that that's the pshat. Because how could we have said that, Aliba de Rebbe Meir, you could have used it to be paida? If he's talking about a ben teisha chai that was removed from a mother, it's a ben bekua. I mean, it's a yotze beifa. If you're calling that a yotze beifa, so then and that's considered to be possible as yotze beifa. So then, why would you say you're able to be paida? Obviously, the reason that you can't be paida is because it's already shechted. That's the point. You can't be paida with an animal that is shechted. That would be the issue. Yeah. He can make a new movie. So anyway, Tain is Rav Ashi to Marzutra. No, you're being very inconsistent. Because if you're going to learn it out from what type of says kosher for Korban Pesach, so then you should say it has to be a Zohar, it has to be a Tamim, it has to be a Ben Shana. I mean, nobody ever heard that for pidyon Petach Hamor, you need that it has to be a Zohar, or that it has to be within its first year, or that it has to be Tam. So you should say, Havkan, Zohar, Tamim, Ben Shana. Yeah, it says Marzutra. What do you mean? It says Tifteh twice. So Tifteh is Marbe, even these cases. Well, wait a minute. So if Tifteh is Marbe, even these cases, why can't it be Marbe, even a Ben Bakua? Im Kain. It should be Marbe, says Marzutra. No, because Im Kain says Seh Maya Hanilach. And what's the point of the Seh? And it's on one hand, the Torah is comparing the Seh. On the other hand, it's being marba, even if it's not similar to the Seh Pesach. Therefore, we have to recognize that the thing that is being maruba is the things that are kain. Mela, it's not a zocher. Mela, it's not a benshana. Mela, it's not a tummy. Those are things that are negiah kachin. But that it should be not even, it should be called a piece of meat and not a seh. That makes sense that that's included in the miut of seh. Now, I have another question. How about if the mother becomes tummy? I shechted the mother, and now the ben teisha is inside. So now the question is, do I look at it as two separate organisms? So mother, let's say, becomes a risha in the tumma. So now the uber is on the sheni in the tumma. Or do I say that it's all one thing? Should I be Meina Risha Rishani or not? Rabbi Yochanan, Narmar, Meina Bar Risha Rishani. Rabbi Shimon and Lakish Omer, Ein Moni Bo Risha Rishani. Why? Naaseke Egoz Hamit Kashkeshet Beklipato. It's no different than a nut inside of its shell. The nut inside of a shell is one organism. Touch the shell. It's like a shamer. A shamer is maybe the tumor directly to what's inside. Over here, the body of the mother is essentially a shamer to the uber, even if you would say that it's two different things. It's two different things, only in the way that a nut and a shell is two different things. Eisve, Reishim ben Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, Habasar, Maganeve, Mahadiv, Rabbi Meir, Vechachamim, Omri, Magatri, Fashchuta. Remember the question we had about the Gabi Beis Hastarim and so on. When a machlokis, whether the Shkita Sa'im, is Metayer, the Aver that was stuck out of the uterus. But now the Shaila is like this. Where was the Hechsher? You're telling me that all of the meat is tummy. How is all the meat tummy? It's a Bishleim, the Amina Lecha, the Chagufu. According to me, it's all one organism. Fine. So then the mother, any blood that touched the mother was also Mahechsher, the Basar inside, which is the Ben Bakur. So it's Kasha Bedama, the Yime. But according to you, it's two different organisms. What was the Hefshir? Omar Lei B'Shchita. It was Mukshir B'Shchita, Libet Rabbi Shimon. Remember, Rabbi Shimon said before that the Shchita is Matir itself. It's like the same type of din of Chibas HaKedah. Something which is Miyachit, something as a Maichal, is the equivalent of Hefshir. So over here, once again, we see that the Shchita of the mother is viewed as a shechita on the child. It's not a new heter, correct? Because we're saying that the same way that the shechita was matir the mother and made it eichlin, the act of shechita was machavik the child to make it eichlin, and therefore Rabbi Shimon would hold that it's hutter for shechita. So that doesn't prove anything. Eitzei Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, avar b'nahar ukshar. If an animal goes through, this is now a a ben teisha. Its mother was shechted. It was taken out alive. Now, what's strange is that normally a live animal cannot be makabel tumah, but this isn't a live animal; it's a piece of meat. So here we have a live animal that's makabel tumah. So now, if this animal walks through a river, it now becomes mukshe makabel tumah. Now, hold on a second. Then, if it goes into the basic forest, it becomes tameh. So tainas of yochan and bishan. I'm going to be having a trade goofing. I tain it to you that they're two different goofing. So therefore, it makes sense that it would have to pass through the river. But I don't understand, according to you, you're dining, it's all one body. So he's kasher b'doma d'yimei. Didn't it become already now huksher with the mother's own blood? Who says that it was blood? Maybe it was b'shchita yavishta. It was talking about a shchita where there was no blood. Where over there the mother wasn't muksha. Yotaina, what about Rabbi Shimon? The long Rabbi Shimon. So it's not going out even to Rabbi Shimon. And Memela, I mean, you also, if it's going like Rabbi Shimon, what do you need hafshir from the base of from the Nara for? So in this case, there was no dam. I'm also made that it needs muksha. Okay.
Very good. Tomorrow, what time?
Tomorrow, we usually, if you want to change it, usually during Chalamoid, we start at 9:30. Because some people daven late.
Tonight, we moved the clocks ahead an hour, correct?
Yeah, tonight's already, it's already 11. Basically. So, yeah, it's good and late for me. I don't know. So tomorrow 9:30 should be okay.
Yeah.
Especially with the change in the
clock. Yeah, especially the change.
You didn't have any regular time.
I think it's the regular time.
Come and see the new
6:15.